Hundreds of thousands of Yemenis have held yet another anti-government rally in the capital, Sana'a. The protesters pledged to intensify their revolutionary activities in the coming days if the government fails to meet their demands. Press TV's Yusuf Mori has the details now.
The airport road of Sana'a once again filled with hundreds of thousands of Houthis and their supporters demanding the downfall of Yemen's transitional government. The mass rally comes after the Houthi leader Abdelmalek al-Houthi called on his supporters and the Yemeni people to continue the second phase of their peaceful revolution until the government bows to their demands.
We came out to reignite our three main demands through peaceful means. We call on the government to meet these demands or else we will upscale our activities, because these people here have no other choice but to continue the revolution.
The escalation follows the Yemeni president's refusal to meet the demands of Abdelmalek al-Houthi, who dispatched a personal letter to Hadi a few days ago asking him to meet the demands of the people. The letter also cited that the Houthis will immediately end their sit-ins and anti-government rallies once the government steps down and a new national government is formed.
The government's failure to meet the demands of the majority is the reason why these people are continuing their sit-in and demonstrations, calling on the government to lower the fuel prices and to step down.
During the past week, the Yemeni capital has been the scene of both pro- and anti-government rallies, which have politically polarized the nation. The demonstrations have remained fairly peaceful so far. However, many are in fear of a looming civil unrest if both sides fail to come to terms soon.
The second phase of this revolution, according to the Houthis' leader, will continue for yet another week. However, if the president fails to meet their demands, the revolutionary activities will march forth into the third phase, which, according to Abdelmalek al-Houthi, will prove to be excruciating to those corrupt officials in power. Yusuf Mawri, Press TV, Sana'a.
Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Yusuf Mori himself, who is joining us live now from the Yemeni capital. And Yusuf, I believe the latest statement coming out of President Hadi is that the U.S. and other regional allies do not support what the Houthis are doing. How are the Houthis reacting to that statement?
And this is exactly what the Houthi leader, Abdelmalek al-Houthi, discussed yesterday in his TV address to his supporters. He said that the current Yemeni government, along with the opposition parties, who are supporting the president and supporting the current transitional government, are trying to intimidate the protesters, the anti-government protesters, by issuing statements saying that what these revolutionaries are doing is against the peace initiative signed in Saudi Arabia, and that their anti-government rallies and sit-ins are against the outcomes of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference. And they're basically saying that these are world powers such as the U.S., Britain, and Saudi Arabia are basically will be forced to step in if these anti-government rallies continue, because some of these Yemeni opposition parties, the president and the current transitional government, are accusing the Houthi movement and these revolutionaries who have been taken to the streets for the past week and a half. They're accusing them of trying to overthrow the current Yemeni government. However, the Houthi leader has mentioned and stressed many times that this is the people's revolution. He doesn't even consider it to be a Houthi revolution. He considered this to be a revolution whereby the people of Yemen have taken to the streets calling for the downfall of the Yemeni government, calling on the government to lower the prices of fuel and diesel, and calling for the implementation of Yemen's National Dialogue Conference. So the Houthi leader, who's basically ordering the protesters on every 2 days, every 3 days, we hear him talk, make a public appearance where he basically addresses the people and telling them to continue their revolution, and that the government's attempt to intimidate the protesters by mentioning that U.S., Saudi Arabia, and other foreign nations will get involved if these anti-government rallies continue. He's basically saying, we don't care. We're the people of Yemen, and we will decide our future, not foreign nations. And this is mainly what this revolution has mainly been about. It's been about establishing an independent nation, one that will be free of all types of foreign intervention, mainly that of Saudi Arabia and also the U.S. However, this current government is dependent on the support and finance of foreign powers. And this is why there's sort of a clash right now between These anti-government protesters and also pro-government protesters. If you have been watching the news, you will see that there's pro-government demonstrations launching and anti-government rallies being staged here in the capital, Sana'a. And it's sort of been somewhat of a competition between both sides of the camp. One day we see an anti-government protest, the next day we see demonstrations in support of the Yemeni government and in support of President Mansour Hadi. The Houthis leader, he dispatched a letter to President Mansour Hadi urging him to immediately dismiss the current Yemeni government and the current prime minister. And once that is done, these anti-government rallies will discontinue, and basically new type of revolution will no longer continue if President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi meets the demands of the protesters. However, yesterday, President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi, he refused to meet the demands of the Houthi protesters, and basically insisted that if they want to negotiate with the president, they must first abandon their sit-ins and abandon their anti-government rallies, which have been staged here in the capital, Sana'a, for the past week and a half, almost on a daily basis.
Okay, Yusuf, thanks very much for that.